Detective R.A. Shelton. I'm in the Domestic Violence Count Patrol. I'm here with Jolanda Tolliver. That's T-O-L-I-V-E-R. This is concerning aisle number 252-704. The time now is 19:13 hours. And also present is Detective
Lindsay Jones.
You might need to speak up kind of loud so the mic can pick you up. I'll just kind of scoot up to the table if you don't mind. All right, you came down here a few minutes ago. You told us that you had been away from home for a while and came home Monday last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell us what you heard last night and from who?
Last night I heard my brother talking about what had happened.
Now your brother's Bubba, right?
No, my brother's Jamel.
Your brother's Jamel, okay. And Bubba's Christopher Mott?
Yeah.
You're right, okay. And what were they saying?
They seem to be talking about them sitting at the park and Cindy was shining airlines. So, Black, you know, they're talking, watching them go down the street to the man's house. And two of them split it off on each side of the house, waiting on the man. They were, as a man was getting into his house, shutting his door, Jamel and Bubba said they had waited until he got good in his house. They separated two and two on each side of the house. And Jamel said that Rayshawn was peeking in the window at the moon.
Okay.
And then Jamel and Bubba and the white girl were sitting down on the picnic table watching him drive down the street before he even pulled up. They drive down to see the house is right, period. And then they drive back and then the man said they stepped up for a minute waiting until the man pulled up by his house. And then the man had told me that then I said they stood it off here side by side by the house.
Okay. Now, so it was who I ran down towards the house again?
Cindy Black, Aaron, and
Rayshawn. Rayshawn, was anybody else with them? Or was
they just was watching. They were watching out for the tribute for Aaron and Black. Then after they say Aaron and Black go one side, then Cindy and Rayshawn were on the other side.
Okay. Did you say that somebody else was with him earlier?
Yes, Darrell Baby.
Darrell Baby, was he with him, or do you know?
Yeah, he was with him, but he went down over there.
Okay, he didn't go out there to the house with him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did he know what was going on, so you know? Or did
he knew the whole time. He knew the whole time
okay.
I was flying.
Okay, how do you know that?
Because he stayed with Frankie and Rayshawn.
All the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever heard this? When did this supposedly happen? Did they say? Like, when did you understand that it happened?
I understand that it happened Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Saturday evening? No, okay.
They said Friday night. They said my brother told them they were supposed to be going bowling, but he said that's not what happened. Brother said that's not what happened.
You never thought they went bowling Friday night?
I don't know. It was my baby Friday night.
Okay. Now, where were you when you heard this Monday night?
I was in my bed.
You were in there. Okay. And how is it? Did you hear them say what they did to the man?
Mm-mm.
No. They stopped talking before that, or?
Yeah, because I got up and then he said he was both in.
Okay.
Then they opened the door right back up and went downstairs, and I guess they came talking down there.
Okay. Now, before Monday night, have you heard them say anything about going to rob somebody?
I haven't heard they trying to think of plenty of times, so I thought they was just saying.
Yeah. Who have you heard them say they're going to rob?
They said they want to rob the rich, so that happened a couple of weeks later. They said they're going to rob Food Line. I don't know if that's true or not. They want to get Amoco, like the side Food Line. And that's all I've never talked about.
Yeah. You ever talk about robbing any people?
Well, okay. They didn't allow the couple months.
But did, has anybody said anything to Jamal about, since he wrote this, and am I threatening you? Or,
he threatened my brother, but I'm scared because what they find out, I haven't said something.
Okay. What did they say? How did they threaten you?
No, he didn't tell me that. That's what he was scared to tell.
Okay. Did you see him threatening?
I didn't see him standing up and talk to him, but I don't know what he was saying to him.
You know who it was that he was talking to?
Black.
Black?
Black,
okay. Your Black's real name?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I didn't think of your name. That's my thing.
Who was Mother with at the park?
The white girl.
Alright.
Where did you see Jessica at? Jessica was sat in front of my door. She got a white Honda. That's Black's girlfriend.
I'm talking about the white female Jessica.
Oh, she was sat in the driveway next door to us. At the girl's name, Oprah House. She was sat there talking to his mom.
Me and
Dad. Not sure, I ain't seen it since.
Okay, you just said that Friday night, you Friday and Saturday night, or what, when did you go to your boyfriend's house?
I don't know, but it was Thursday.
So how did you see her Saturday?
Huh?
How did you see her Saturday?
I didn't spend night.
Okay. What night did you not stay at home?
Just Tuesday and Thursday, and that's it. I came home late on Friday. I came home around 4 Friday.
Who was staying at your house over the weekend that normally doesn't stay there?
Nobody? Big brother. He stayed there all the time.
He does stay there all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did, as far as you know, was he acting differently?
Yes, the man, he just balled up in his bed, just stayed in one spot. You really twist and turn, they just stayed balled up in one spot when it moved, when the man, he was crying too. So you like, I see why he was crying? I'm not even gonna hurt him, Bob was knocked out cold. I got out and went to go see the man, and he didn't say nothing to me. He was coming in my bed.
When did he finally come and talk to you? You said he talked to you about...
I overheard him talking, but when he asked him for a cigarette, he talked to me then. He just told me when I was Black and Aaron was threatening him and stuff. But he didn't tell you how I was threatening him. He was just like, he talked to the law and see what he did. Something happened to him bad.
Do you have anything else? Anything else you can remember that you may have forgotten to say?
Okay. Making friends with you in time now is 19:22.